time for your letters, and there are many, to correct a geographical mistake. In our feature last week on jazz artist Ingrid Jensen, we stated that she was born in Vancouver and grew up on Victoria Island in the port city of Nanaimo. Well, Ingrid Jensen was born in Vancouver, British Columbia, and raised in Nanaimo, but Nanaimo is on Vancouver Island, just off the western coast. Victoria Island, which is a bit colder, is well above the Arctic Circle. We also heard from many of you about our story 2 weeks ago on how American foreign policy is perceived around the world. Kathleen Kane wrote, "Thank you for giving us news from around the world about how we are perceived. In my world, we often ask our friends, how did I come across, or what do you think about thus and such? We need NPR to tell us more often what the world sees and thinks about our actions. There is a dearth of accessible international information." Accompanying that story was a letter from Europe by NPR's Sylvia Poggioli. She cited a poll that showed rising popularity for John Kerry among Europeans. Ellen Quine of Beaverton, Oregon wrote, "After hearing this section of your show today, I have decided to vote for the incumbent administration. After all, I don't presume to tell the Europeans how to vote for their leaders, some of whom I find as distasteful as they seem to find G.W. Bush. Please do accept my congratulations and do pass them on to Ms. Poggioli and the European busybodies she consulted with when researching this report." Finally, we received some lovely letters about Andy Trudeau's tribute to the late film music composer Jerry Goldsmith, but a number of you, including Michael Trunzo of Surprise, Arizona, were surprised that Andy did not make mention of Goldsmith's score for Star Trek, the motion picture, which also became the theme for the TV show Star Trek, The Next Generation. Perhaps Mr. Trudeau simply realized that he couldn't possibly cover all of Goldsmith's career in the few minutes allotted, Mr. Trunzo writes. Thus, he cleverly omitted Star Trek, knowing that a galaxy's worth of Trekkers, such as I, would assuredly write in letters of protest, such as this, gaining Jerry Goldsmith yet a few more seconds of coverage on the next weekend edition. A few more seconds that Goldsmith richly deserves. Well done, Mr. Trudeau. Leanne, buy that man a Romulan ale. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.